This is the second time the Ethiopian federal government has given the leadership of the Tigrayan administration 72 hours to surrender. And I don't think it will be any more successful than the previous attempt to get the regional leadership to surrender. Both sides have pretty firmly entrenched their positions.
The African Union, United Nations are all saying there should be some negotiation. Do you think there can be any way out of this other than a military solution?
My own feeling is that there is no military solution to this situation. The crisis between the TPLF, the leadership of the Tigray region, and the Ethiopian federal government under Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed did not come suddenly out of nowhere. This has been building up more than a couple of years since Abiy Ahmed came to power in early 2018. And it's not the only instance of violent resistance to the agenda of the prime minister or other violence that the government under Abiy Ahmed has not been able to bring under control over the last couple of years. And so what I'm hoping is that the government and all the belligerent actors will look at the situation, the humanitarian catastrophe that's emerging, the fact that the Ethiopian military is not going to be able to swiftly impose a military solution, and listen to the calls from the African Union, from regional leaders around Ethiopia, their neighbors. The United Arab Emirates yesterday also added its voice to this, other sort of external partners of Ethiopia, key bilateral donors and other partners, in calling for a political solution. I think what needs to be drawn from what's been happening in the last few weeks is that the track that Abiy's been driving the Ethiopian state down the last couple of years hasn't brought everyone on board. He came to power on the back of a political crisis. And hopefully the lesson that's being learned is that the way that the government has pushed this the last 2.5 years hasn't brought everyone along, and that they need to rewind a bit, maybe back to 2018, when there was a lot of calls for a national dialogue to bring more parties in and to come up with a political solution rather than focusing on security. And I think focus probably should be shifting towards the international efforts to de-escalate the situation and bring all the parties and the other groups which oppose the Ethiopian government into more of a dialogue.
The Tigrayan government, or the people of Tigray, are saying that their region has been marginalized, but the Ethiopian federal government, Prime Minister Abiy, is saying that his government is only trying to put down terrorism. For our listeners, what do you make of the origin of this crisis?
This crisis, as I said a moment ago, definitely has deeper roots than a sort of very recent outbreak of violence or even the very recent dispute over the postponement of this year's elections. Really, the roots of this go back to the crisis that came from the large popular protest movements from 2014, 15 up until 2018 when Abiy Ahmed came in. Those really challenged the previous administration, which was dominated by the TPLF, but included other actors, including Abiy Ahmed. That government really struggled to deal with this popular backlash that despite the headline growth and economic development, it wasn't delivering enough for enough people to keep them on board with the limited levels of political freedom that were on display under the EPRDF. There weren't enough economic opportunities to sort of justify the tight political control that the previous administration under the EPRDF had. When Abiy came in, he took some of that momentum and started transforming the political vehicle that dominates all levels of the Ethiopian government, from regional parties in each part of Ethiopia's federation in a coalition into a single party, the Prosperity Party, which he leads. The TPLF wasn't interested in dissolving the TPLF as a regional party and merging it into this new Prosperity Party. So when Abiy pushed that agenda into fruition a year ago, that really set things in motion to the crisis that we're seeing today.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mosley, for speaking with us.
My pleasure, and thanks for calling.